tugs at the arrival gate.
Hey, I missed you so much.
Seeing your best bud for the first time in a long time. Family and friends around the table. At Lincoln, we know the holidays are filled with moments like these. When we realize that the greatest wish of all is one that brings us together. In that spirit, we invite you into our home during the Lincoln Wishlist event. Where not coincidentally, we're making wishes come true with exceptional offers on the Lincoln family of luxury vehicles. The Lincoln Continental, the MKZ, the MKC, the new Nautilus, and the iconic Navigator. The Lincoln Wishlist event. Because wishes really do come true at your Lincoln dealer.
Well, good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
And I'm Ken Dilger.
We are happy to have you along. I will tell you, you know, Ken is new to the program. This is what, month three?
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah, it feels like it. I don't know, you know. I can't imagine doing it without you, but it, I know it hadn't been that long. Sherry Kontos, love her dearly, ran off and is fixing on getting married. She's moved up to Michigan in, to be with her beau, and we certainly hope that all goes out, goes well. Ken's job on this show is to keep me in line. It's to make sure that I don't use words and phrases and things like that that you don't understand. And so I know for a fact, because I got emailed last week, that when I use the word fiduciary focus, I guess that's not a word, that's a phrase, right? It's two words.
True.
I used the word fiduciary focus, and somebody said, Joe, you really need to explain that. So, Ken, I'm going to let you explain fiduciary focus. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Because you're doing so great today. So, fiduciary, what's that?
Fiduciary is someone who is responsible for the, I guess, the financial responsibility of how they manage money.
There you go. I like to define it as I have to treat your money as if it were my money and we were in the same situation. Okay?
Gotcha.
Focus. What's focus mean?
It's pretty concentrating clear. Concentrating on a simple matter.
Yeah. But this isn't simple.
Well.
Right?
So yeah, it is.
When I wake you're very funny. When I wake up in the morning, the fiduciary focus is broken into four areas. And so a fiduciary, I have to treat your money as if it were mine and we were in the same situation. But the focus is broken into four categories. Risk and volatility. It's the market going up and down and the chance that I don't get my money back. The second is fees and expenses. And remember, you're in the mortgage business. So you can tell me what it costs to get a mortgage.
Correct.
You can't tell me what it costs to replace a water heater because you don't know when it's going to happen.
Correct.
Right? And so that's an expense. And nobody talks about those, right? When I bought our house, I didn't know that the old house, I didn't know that the lady who lived there's habit, or hobby rather, was gardening. You know, so the idea that you would plant catnip intentionally never crossed my mind. Nobody said, Joe, how much does it cost to have a gardener? Who would have thunk, right? And so I missed that. So fees and expenses. The third is taxes, but it's both taxes today and tomorrow. If this is not a one-hit wonder, your 1040 is a one-hit wonder. You send it in. They tell you how much you owe. You write the check. Away you go. Retirement, really, nothing will separate you from retirement like the Internal Revenue Service. So you've got to make sure that that's in good order. And then the fourth is real return, Ken. It's paying attention to inflation and how all of that works. We're going to talk about all of those things on the show today. Ken and I will take a break. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Ken Dilger, co-host of Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money so they don't make inefficient financial decisions. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $390 million for families in 31 states. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money and five critical elements of finance: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, life happens, the good, the bad, and the ugly of life, and legacy planning. Each week, we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. A Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 1-800-928-4001. Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA, SBIC. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com.
Well, good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
And I'm Ken Dilger.
We are just happy to have you along. I don't know what else to say other than that. Just happy. I like plum tickled, but, you know, somebody told me the other day that that wasn't appropriate. I'm not sure how that could possibly not be appropriate. It may be a term that you're not used to hearing, but inappropriate, that's another stretch. So it is funny. You know, Ken, you grew up down around Santa Claus land.
Yep,
and,
sure did.
Here in Indiana. I was in Muncie and then Otterburn, which is right outside of West Lafayette. Now I've spent the last 30 years of my life in Anderson, Indiana. It is funny, though, how phraseology changes, you know, the words that you use. So you know what afternoon is.
Of course.
What's forenoon?
Late afternoon?
No, it's before noon. Forenoon. Never heard of that word before in my entire life. And, you know, when I married Barb, her grandmother was from the Goshen, New Paris, Elkhart area, and they commonly use the word forenoon. And why wouldn't you? We're afternoon. You got forenoon. I don't know. You know, just different terminology that is out there. So I'm going to throw new terminology at you. A lot of things changed in the tax code last year, and you're going to hear a lot of different things that come out. And somebody who's in the mortgage industry, Ken, you need to be aware of this because you want to be able to do mortgages for people and help them out. And have you heard of the word or the concept yet of an opportunity zone?
No.
Okay. Most people have not. And it comes out big, bad, and ugly. So here's what an opportunity zone is. The government has gone through and given each state, for all intents and purposes, an allotment of cash to go into areas that are less than thriving, so to speak. So if you go here in Anderson, Indiana, around the old wigwam where Anderson High School used to be,
yeah,
my old office on 14th Street, right across the street, places that are as I said, less than thriving, right?
Mm-hmm.
The government has, the state of Indiana has gone in and called those opportunity zones. And the way an opportunity zone works is if I sold something today and I had a capital gain that was in it, I can put money into the opportunity zone without having to pay the taxes on the capital gain. If I leave the investment there for 5 years, I only have to pay a portion of the taxes on the capital gain. And if I leave it there for 7 years or longer, then my capital gain rate is dramatically reduced from what it would be today. And on top of that, Ken, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
On top of that, I don't have to pay any taxes on the gain that came from the investment in the property.
Interesting.
So let's say you have $1 million building. Ken's got like 19 of those. So let's say you have $1 million building. And of that $1 million, you've got a basis of 200,000. So you put 200 grand in it. It's now worth $1 million. If you went to sell the building today and just do a normal process, you would have to pay taxes on the $800,000 plus recapture whatever you depreciated based on the building before that. Okay. Now, most people who are property developers or builders would use what's called a stalker exchange or a 1031 exchange, mm-hmm. where they would take the proceeds from one building and they would merely put it into another to delay the capital gains tax. And that's what most people do who don't want to have to pay the tax on the property. The opportunity zone is a whole new way of being able to get into it. And I'd love to tell you that we have all of the answers, but we don't, right? We don't know if you can go in and buy the individual companies that are inside of the opportunity zone. Could I have taken money and invested it in the financial enhancement group, my business, because the old building was in the opportunity zone? You know, now it's Habitat for Humanity, but you know, that's, you know, there are things we don't know for sure.
So is it just based on property and address or
the zone,
companies
the
inside
zone,
that zone?
The zone is very clearly based on the address, okay? And an area that the state of Indiana has said this is designated as an opportunity zone. The rest of it, we're still trying to kind of feel around. You know, can you and I decide that we want to start a tanning salon because, you know, we don't like dreary, overcast winter days, and we want to put in a tanning, and we want to put in tanning beds, and go open a business? It appears that we can. Does that mean that if you open the tanning salon, that I can write a check and invest in your business and have the same rewards? It appears that that's the answer, but in all fairness, I'm not comfortable enough to tell somebody that yet or not. What I will tell you is if you have a large capital gain this year that's coming out of the sale of an investment, right, regardless of what type it is, if it's a capital gain, I would tell you that it's worth getting with your CPA, your financial people, your attorney, and understanding how opportunity zones work. I think they make a lot of sense.
Yeah, good. I agree.
All right. So, got a question? And somebody called me and said, hey, I have money in a 401k. Should I be moving that money from a 401k into an IRA? Now, that may seem like a very simple question, Ken, but there is so much behind that, right? And this is why we live with checklists,
right?
Things that you want to ask. So what is a 401k? Well, a 401k is what you have if you work for a company that is for profit. If you have a 403b, it means you're typically a teacher or a nurse or in a charitable institution. 403bs and 401ks look alike. They're just different based on the entity that you happen to be working for. Most of the time, the money is tax-deferred. In fact, the money that the employer puts in for you has to be tax-deferred, meaning you didn't pay taxes on it this year. And so when you go to pull the money out, you're going to have to pay taxes on it. The money that you put in, if your plan allows, you can actually put money in as a Roth contribution, regardless of income, unlike a Roth IRA, Ken, where your income has to be low enough to allow that. With a Roth 401k, it has nothing to do with the maximum amount of income that you make. If you have earned income, you're working at a business, you can put it in. So the thing that you're going to want to look for before you begin to have this conversation, if you're still working and you've got a 401k, you want to ask if you're eligible, and please don't miss a word in the sentence. If you're eligible for an in-service, that means you're still working. Non-hardship, that means everything's kosher, things are good at home. In-service, non-hardship distribution. And if your employer allows that, Lilly does, Caterpillar does, most of the bigger places do anymore, especially when you get to an age, allows you to have the opportunity to pull money out of the 401k and roll that money directly to an IRA, meaning you don't have to pay taxes on the distribution, but it's going to go directly to the IRA. Now, here's what this gentleman did that was wrong, which happened so easily. He took receipt of the money. So, Ken, you call up. You say, I want to take my $200,000 out of my 401k so I can put it in an IRA. Send me the check for $200,000. Well, they won't send you a check for $200,000. They're going to send you a check for $160,000. Because by law, out of a 401k, if you do a distribution, they have to withhold 20% for federal tax. Right? Now, if you happen to have $40,000 sitting around, you can add it back in. If you don't, sorry.
Right.
It's 10% federal penalty, full taxation. On the other hand, if you had the $200,000 go directly to the IRA, there'd be no tax. Trustee to trustee transfer is the way to do it if you're going to do it. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Americans are going crazy for a new Italian diet pill that burns 3 times more fat than dieting alone. And the next 100 callers get 3 bottles for free. Sold under the brand name Invigorate 3X, this powerful pill triggers metabolic acceleration, a process that's deficient in most Americans, making weight loss a hassle. But a new study shows 30 pounds gone in 90 days with just 2 capsules a day. Julie B. of Nashville says, I was skeptical, but when I saw a famous doctor made it, I decided to try it. I was shocked. I lost 16 pounds in 6 weeks. For a limited time, our listeners get 3 free bottles with a qualifying order. Call 1-800-932-1789 now to get started. Call in the next 10 minutes and also get a free bottle of the doctor's Ultra Detox. And don't forget your free 14-day diet fix. No obligation and 100% free when you call right now. 800-932-1789.
800-932-1789.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fifth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Well, good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
And I'm Ken Dilger.
I am not sure how it happened, but somewhere along the day, I've been blessed in so many ways it's hard to understand. And I know a big part of it came because I got in the industry, Ken, when I was so young, that a lot of people treated me like the long-lost son that they wanted to have in the business or the little brother. And so I was taught things that I had no business learning at the ages that I did. And I'm always thankful and respectful of that, but it was just a huge blessing. Somehow or another, I wound up with a company called Investopedia. That's a place where you can submit financial questions. I have no idea what their criteria or guideline is, but they named me as one of their top 100. And so I get questions that I'm supposed to answer all the time. And I do my best to do that, but most of the time I answer them here on the radio show, and then somebody types in the answer based on what we talked about. So Ken's going to read the question. I'm going to ask him to solve the problem. Oh, wait, no, that's my job.
And, well, you don't trust me?
I do trust you. Go ahead. Ask the first question. You got it.
All right. What kind of account can I open for my daughter that would encourage her to save while limiting access to the money in the account?
Funny, Mama and I are having conversations about this right now. So
are you?
What would your answer be, Ken?
Oh, boy.
Where do you start? Remember, you always have to have a checklist.
Right.
Where can I put money for my daughter, right, to encourage her to save and have limited access to the money? So where do you start?
Savings account? But so, that wouldn't limit her from having access to it.
So in life, everything goes back to Genesis, right? There is a reason that we talk about Adam and Eve. How something started is critical. It is important. Anytime you talk financial, you always start with the taxes. Always, right? So the first question, and you've got one of those daughters, right? She's 19, going to IU. The first question is, does she have earned income? Meaning, did she do something where people took Social Security tax out of a check for her, right, where she had to pay it?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first question. So I have two daughters, one married, one not, right?
Mm-hmm.
They both have, quote-unquote, earned income, right? On the current tax return, and all of this is getting ready to change, so I don't want to confuse anybody, but in 2017, we would go to line 7 on the tax return. You're trained to go there.
Yep.
What is that earned income? That's what you look at to help begin the discussion over the credit, if you will, the debt-to-income ratio.
Correct.
Bottom of page 1 is the adjusted gross income. So it tells me if she made too much money,
mm-hmm.
right? Most likely not, right? But those two numbers give me the rules in terms of where I could put money.
Okay, so if you have earned income, first thing that comes to mind is a 401k.
Well, you have to have an employer that provides the 401k.
Well, true.
Right? You have to have an employer. If you don't have an employer that offers that.
Roth IRA.
There you go. Now we're talking.
I'm learning something, Joe. How about that?
I like it. I like it. I like it. I like it a lot. All right, so tell me about a Roth IRA. What is that?
Well, I know there's an income limit on it.
Yeah. Married, filing jointly, you can't make more than like $194,000.
Okay. So it goes in, let me think here. It goes in untaxed, right? Or it goes in after tax.
It goes in after tax.
You don't
get
taxed in when you pull it out.
Right. So you have no tax deduction. So everything that you put in by definition is basis You've already paid taxes on it. So if I'm 19 years old, how much can I put in? And by the way, you don't have enough money to pay me to go back to being 19. That's just saying.
So if you're 19, let me think here. I know you've mentioned this before, Joe. Probably like, I think it's like $5,000 or $6,000.
You go to line seven.
Line seven.
Can't put in more than what your earned income was. So if your daughter only made $3,000, you can only put in $3,000. Assuming that she made more than that, let's say she made $25,000. She could put in $5,500 for 2017, and she can do that all the way up until April 15th of 2019.
Gotcha.
Okay? It's one of the few things you can do after December 31st that influences your tax return. And in 2019, the contribution for that year is actually $6,000. Now, because I'm over 50 and you're not, I can put in $7,000 next year if I qualify, $6,500 this year. Now, Barb doesn't make $6,500. Well, she may. I don't know. She's a job coach at the school. I'm not sure what her income looks like. I never actually look at it. It's her. You know, we have our money and her money. You're probably familiar with that, aren't you?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, that's the way that it works. My point being, even if Barb didn't have a job, which she does, if I qualified for, if my income was low enough that I qualified to be able to put money into a Roth, I could put it in for both of us. And since we're both over 50, I could put in $13,000, $6,500 apiece. Next year, that can be $14,000.
So a Roth IRA doesn't matter if you're self-employed or if you work for...
Absolutely immaterial.
Somebody else.
Right. W-2. And it's not limited by having a retirement plan at work. Traditional IRA is. A Roth IRA is not. Okay?
Gotcha.
So that was the first half. Where would you put money? And you picked it right. I mean, it's kind of calling the right play in the huddle. You know, all things equal, you start with a Roth IRA. Now, the second part of that question, though, was where can I start putting money where she has limited access to the capital? And in life, I mean, the bottom line is you get and you give, right? You can't have the best of both worlds. I can teach you how to put it in places where they don't have access to it at all.
Buried in the backyard?
Well, then they'd still have access if they knew where you, I mean, if they could find the dirt trail, right? And you don't have the access to the returns and to everything else that you could have potentially inside of the Roth IRA. Here's what I try to do with my daughters. And what I think makes sense, I can give Ken money every year. Don't count on it, but I could. How much can I give you this year?
$15,000.
There you see. I tell you, you're starting to rub off on him. You know, next thing you know, it's going to be the Ken show, and Joe's going to be able to take a break. $15,000. What? There's rules beyond of that $15,000, though, Ken, and it's called no strings attached. So I can't give you $15,000. I can give anybody $15,000, by the way. It doesn't matter if they're blood-related or not. Ken's not blood relation to me. You can give $15,000 to anybody you want. If you're married, you can give them $30,000. You know, Ken and I are both married, so we could give $30,000 if we want to, but there can be no strings attached, meaning I can't tell you that you have to take that money and pay off credit cards or pay off a car. I can't tell you have to go to Florida with it. I can't tell you that you have to put it in a Roth IRA, but I can sure as heck wink at you and let you understand that if you don't spend the money the way that I think you ought to spend the money, there probably won't be any this time next year.
You sound like a real dad.
I kind of am a real dad, right? And I'm practicing this conversation because it's a struggle. It's a challenge when you have, you know, everybody when they were 21, I'm assuming, or 22 years old or 26-year-old in the case of my daughters, had struggles. Lord knows Barb and I did. I could have used extra money all of the time. But... you still need to save for retirement too, right? And so the thing that we're working on is giving our kids checks nowhere near $15,000 to explaining to them that they can do whatever they want, but I would recommend highly a Roth IRA. You know, put it in a Roth IRA, and next year, if that amount happens to have gone up, meaning they put more money of theirs in with it, kind of think of matching 401k, then Barb and I may very well give them more money next year to add to said account. That's the best answer I can give you. You cannot get both, guys. It's very, very, very difficult to do where you can put money in and limit the access to it. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This and managing partner of the Financial Enhancement Group. For the last 20 years, the Financial Enhancement Group has developed a process that's straightforward and simple. I'll share that with you, what we use to protect more than 700 families, more than $300 million in retirement assets. We take care of people who don't want to worry about their money. I started in this industry before the crash in 1987, and I've been an active participant helping families like yours strive to build a secure retirement. Here's what I've learned as a certified financial planner, a former professor at Purdue University, and as a trusted advisor for the last three decades. Nothing will separate you from your retirement like the Internal Revenue Service. You can reach us at 800-928-4001 at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC. Again, that number is 800-928-4001, and you can reach us at yourlifeafterwork.com.
Head ball coach Steve Spurrier here, and I know just how stressful it can be when time is tight and you need points on the board. Well, just like my fun and gun offense, AmeriFactors is a fast-moving game winner when it's fourth down and your business can't afford a funding fumble. Providing up to 98% of receivables in as little as 24 hours, your business can get the cash flow it needs to make payroll, hire new talent, or purchase equipment faster than ever. Best of all, funds come directly from your unpaid invoices, so there's absolutely nothing to pay back. And if your clients don't pay, AmeriFactors is your defensive line taking the hit. With over 29 years of successfully funding businesses, you know AmeriFactors is a name you can trust to score big and score fast.
800-890-6380. 800-890-6380. 800-890-6380. That's 800-890-6380.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Stop into Lowe's for everything you need to get your home organized for the new year. Right now, you can save on storage solutions for the whole home with up to 25% off select storage and organization products. If you're looking to maximize your space, save big with the Etzel 5-tier steel freestanding shelving unit, now only $69.98. It's versatile enough to be used in the garage or the kitchen. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 1-9-2019 while supplies last. U.S. only.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Ken Dilger.
And we are going through Investopedia questions today. Hope you're having an outstanding new year. Hard to believe that time has flown so quickly, but indeed it has. So welcome to 2019. Next question, Ken.
Do you have to take a required minimum distribution from an inherited 401k if the original holder of the 401k was not taking distributions at the time of their death?
Ooh.
So my friend is 71 years old and recently became the beneficiary of her husband's 401k, and he was 72.
So read that last line again, because that's critical.
So my friend is 71 years old,
uh-huh,
and recently took the beneficiary of her husband's 401k.
Her husband. Okay, that's all you need to go.
And he was 72.
So with an IRA, Ken, in the United States of America, we have one spouse.
Correct.
Or no spouse.
Correct.
But no more than one spouse. Right? So only, well, you laugh. You know, we just did a retirement case. I'm part of Ed Slott's IRA experts group where we sit down and we read private letter rulings, and we just had a case that we bring up every now and then just because people are shocked. But a guy left, I think it was Wyoming or South Dakota, and went to Louisiana because there was work down there, meets a lady, they get married, he works at a factory, he's got a defined benefit plan, he dies, somehow or another, the first wife found out that he died and that there'd never been a divorce, and so the existing wife of 20 years thought that she was getting the pension, and after two payments the Department of Labor informed her of the sad state that she was not a spouse, that the lady in Wyoming was the spouse, right? So this, you know, who you're married to does matter.
Of course, just
for the record, when it comes to retirement plans, make sure, if you're going to do this, that you actually go through the process of getting a divorce if you're going to change spouses. But if I die, can I leave my IRA to you, Ken? TikTok. Dead air space.
No.
Yes.
You can.
I can.
So
I can.
You can leave your IRA to anybody you
I
want?
I can leave my IRA to anyone that I want. Right? Now,
like
in the state of Indiana, your spouse is always entitled to half if they want to sue for it. So if I left you a $50,000 IRA and Barb still got $500,000 of other stuff, she couldn't do anything about it. I can leave my IRA there. An IRA is not a Department of Labor plan. 401k, on the other hand, is, right? So your 401k has to be your wife as the beneficiary unless she signed off after the marriage, right? So every now and then I'll see somebody that has a prenuptial agreement that says it doesn't include my retirement plan. Sorry about your luck there, guys.
Right.
The Department of Labor says that didn't work. It has to be a postnuptial. It's one of the very few things that can exist. And the postnuptial says Ken's going to leave his 401k to me instead of his wife. And why that is, I don't know. But, you know, that's just part of the deal. So anyhow, when you have an IRA, you can leave it to anyone that you want. But there are two types of beneficiaries of an IRA. You ready for this, Ken? Because it's kind of technical. There are spousal.
And non-spousal. Well, that's simple.
You are amazing me today. I tell you what. So the spousal is somebody that I'm married to. Not the lady in Louisiana, but the lady in Wyoming, right? Or in my case, Barb, right? So that very, very small sentence that you read there at the end.
Yeah.
So let's go back to the question. Do you have to take a required minimum distribution from an inherited 401k if the original holder of the 401k was not taking distributions at the time of their death? My friend is 71 and recently became the beneficiary of her husband. So that's spouse.
Right.
Right? That qualifies as spouse. So only as a spouse can I roll that 401k into my IRA if I want to. Okay? Now, if I'm 71 years old and I just rolled her IRA into, or his, whoever died,
right,
into my IRA, yes, I'm going to have to take required minimum distributions because of my age.
Right.
Right? If she was 65 and I leave it as an inherited IRA, the answer is still yes. I'm going to have to take required minimum distributions because it's an inherited IRA. Okay? So if something happens to me, Joe, and I die, and Barb is the beneficiary of my 401k and my Roth IRAs, she does not have to take a required minimum distribution because she'll roll that money into her name.
So, Joe, beginning of this question goes, he was not taking distributions at the time of their death, but he
right.
was 72, so why wasn't he taking distributions?
It didn't say he was 72, did it? It said that she,
he was 72 years old when he passed away.
My friend is 71 years old and recently became the beneficiary. Ah, he was 72 years old. Good point. So because it was a 401k, Ken, you are getting good at this. How can I be 72 with a 401k and not have to take RMDs? There's that
the squirrels are turning up there.
So there was a ruling that came out not too long ago. I'll say 2 years, maybe 3 years ago now. In an IRA, at 70 and a half, you have to begin to take required minimum distributions. Now, and honestly, it's the year after the year you turn 70 and a half, but if you wait till then, you actually have to take two, the first one being prior to April 1st.
Okay.
Okay? So most people consider required minimum distribution age at 70 and a half. There is a rule that says in a 401k, if you're not more than a 5% owner, right? So it wouldn't work for me at the Financial Enhancement Group because I own more than 5%, right? But if you own less than 5% of a company, and it's a 401k, not an IRA, and it's 401k, you do not have to take required minimum distributions as long as you're still working.
Interesting. Right?
So if he had an IRA, he would have to take them. Out of
right.
a 401k, he would not.
Interesting.
Okay? Now, the reason that question became so combumbled, if you will, is because there's a difference in terms if you're a non-spousal beneficiary, so anybody but the husband or wife, there's a difference in terms of what you take out as an RMD, whether they were past their beginning retirement date. It's called the beginning requirement date of their qualified plans, and it's one of those things we have to look at. So if somebody dies at 75 who's taken out required minimum distributions after the required beginning date, how you have to take the money is different than if you would have taken it on the other way.
Gotcha.
Really? Ken, I am just... have you been
I'm
studying?
Learning. No, I must have slept on it or something. I don't know.
Little by little. All right.
It takes a while to sink in.
Well, and the stuff is not all natural. So we're going to have to go to a break. You got a question or comment, you can always shoot us an email. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com. Give us a call at 800-928-4001. Challenge us. We're more than happy to look at the integrity of your financial plan. And when I say integrity, I don't mean honesty. I mean, is it going to fly? Is this going to work? I used to have a show that, again, Mom and I were talking about it. I used to have a cooking show. You know, we take care of people who don't want to worry about their money. And it's very difficult to get people to listen to a financial program who don't want to worry about their money, right? And so I had a cooking show, and my brother and I would cook, and I would teach people about their money via teaching them about food, you know, because people would watch that, Ken. And the challenge is trying to find ways for you to understand your money. So stick around. We got more, and we won't be cooking, but we will be talking about cash. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com. We'll take a break and be right back.
Hi, I'm Ken Dilger, co-host of Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money so they don't make inefficient financial decisions. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $390 million for families in 31 states. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money and five critical elements of finance: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, life happens, the good, the bad, and the ugly of life, and legacy planning. Each week, we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 1-800-928-4001. Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA, SBIC. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
And I'm Ken Dilger.
Happy to have you along, Ken. Appreciate you taking the time. Mom says, he comes up here from Indy? I go, Mom, it's 18 minutes.
Actually, about 25 in the mornings.
Well, it depends where you live.
I live on the west side of Carmel, so I just hump on the interstate and head up here.
It's nice, easy, right off of exit 222, right here in Anderson. We still have the office in Fishers, but it's nice to be able to be here, to be in Anderson, and to be so accessible. All right, we are answering questions from Investopedia. If you've got one that you would like to call and ask us, 800-928-4001, or shoot us an email at considerthis@yourlifeafterwork.com. We're more than happy to answer that. Ken, next question.
Well, I'm going to skip one here because I want to see this, your answer to this question, Joe.
Uh-oh.
If a person thinks they are a victim of fraud from a broker or a company, who should be contacted?
Yeah, well, first you take them to the middle of Benton County and you put them in a combine. Wow, I didn't know you were going to ask me that question. This is the kind of stuff that raises my blood pressure. I've been in this industry for 31 years. So let's start here. One, I am ashamed over some of the things that some of my industry sells to people. It shouldn't happen. I was very much a supporter of the fiduciary rule that said you were not allowed to deal with a broker with your IRA or your retirement. And that you had to deal with a fiduciary. You're not allowed to go to the guy down the street to deal with a sore elbow, and yet I can deal with anybody who wants to call themselves a financial planner that doesn't even have a securities license, doesn't have any formal education, doesn't have any training. I mean, this is really, I mean, you just dug under the skin, Ken. It is Christmas Eve. Every 2 years, I have to do 30 hours of continuing education to maintain my CFP, my Certified Financial Planner designation. And I probably do 200 hours of continuing ed a year.
Oh, wow.
But most of it doesn't count because of the way that it's done. And, you know, I would rather get the education than have to go through the, you know, because it's another industry, right? People get paid to provide the CE. I'm a sponge. I love to learn this stuff. It's part of my job, right? So this morning at 2:45, and I know that sounds obnoxious, except my mother's here and she can vouch. At 2:45, I was doing 5 hours of continuing education to finish up my CFP stuff. And I found it absolutely embarrassing that I could take the test without having to read any of the stuff. Two of the questions were wrong. I answered them the way they wanted so that I would have a passing grade. But the tax code changed. And this is for me to have a CFP. The people who don't have a CFP don't have to do that.
Right.
Right? And they're sitting down and they're telling your mom and dad things about the retirement that are wrong, and it just really ticks me off. But what do you do if you think you've been taken advantage of? So you can always go to FINRA, F-I-N-R-A, people who sell stuff. If you go there and you put in the advisor's name, they will take you to FINRA to check on your advisor, and you can see if there have been any complaints against them. Okay, those are for people who sell things. Now, you'll find my name there. It's Joseph A. Clark. You can go look. You'll find me under FINRA, even though we don't sell anything, because people listen to the show, and they have existing annuities, and we take over managing the annuities for them until we can get them into a happier place. I'm not going to sell things and make changes just to make changes. We want to do it in the most tax-efficient and most fee-efficient, appropriate way that we possibly can. So I'm you'll find me at FINRA. Again, it's Joseph A. Clark. Second thing you can do is go to the insurance commissioner and check to see if they have any complaints against them on the insurance level, Ken. And some people do, and some people don't. There's not any real way of making sure that somebody has education or has integrity. What you can do is find out if somebody else has complained because they appeared not to, right? In Indiana, we do not live in a litigious society, meaning we don't sue people over the drop of a hat. So I know people in Indiana that should have multiple complaints that have none, and I know people in California that should have none that have multiple, right? It just depends on the state in terms of where you're at. I am a big believer in asking people about their process for the educational part, right? So you know I have a CFP. If you're dealing with somebody who doesn't have the credentials, CFP, Certified Financial Planner, I would ask them what their process is to make sure that they are learning. But those are the two places you go. Next question.
How should I contribute to my multiple retirement accounts from two different employers?
It's a great question. Always take free money, Ken.
Of course.
I know that's not shocking, right? Always take free money. So you are allowed to have two 401k plans. You're allowed to have 20 401k plans. You're allowed to have a maximum amount of money that is tax deferred every year. And then there's another amount of money that you can put in that's above that, depending on your situation. So let's just deal with the average American person who's over 50. You can put in $24,500 a year of contributions on your part. Because you are under 50, Ken, you can put in $18,500. I don't have it in front of me. It seems like that might be going higher next year. It is for the IRAs. It may or may not be for the 401k, but it may be going up another $500. So you could put in $9,000 with one employer and $9,500 with the other employer in 2018, and be just fine. Why would you put it in? Because your employers typically have a match up to a certain percentage of your income.
So it doesn't matter how many employers you have, you're still capped by that $18,000 and $24,000
Now, number. Technically, it's closer to $51,000, but there's a whole litany of things that you have to go around to get it, and that's not all deferred. That money would wind up in closer to what would look or feel like a Roth IRA than it would a 401k. But you certainly can. We got time maybe for one more.
All right. How do I start growing a nest egg for retirement with very little savings?
Well, you pray a lot. eat romaine noodles.
That's college life right there.
Well, if the question is what do you start with first, Ken gave you that answer in an earlier segment. Always start with a Roth IRA. Always start with a Roth IRA. One, as long as you have earned income and you don't have too much earned income, you can put money in it. Number two, if you need to get the contribution out, you can. You don't have to wait till 59 and a half. and you have the ability to let it grow. And number three, for most of us, we plan on our future being brighter than our present. You know, we live in the world of optimism and a land full of opportunity. So in the United States, you know, you expect your income to be higher in the future. Knowing that to be true, that means your tax rate will be higher in the future. Anytime you can contribute to a Roth IRA when you're starting out, you always should. Now, do I use a Roth every time? Not always, but I'm not 25 anymore. I'm apparently 52. Anyhow, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark, along with Ken Dilger. Hope you have an outstanding week and off to a wonderful new year. Ken and I will take a break. We will be back. You got a question or comment, give us a call, 800-928-4001. Happy New Year.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.